Paula.
Hey, Sugi.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm excited I get to pick you up this weekend for our family cookout, and you get to go because you don't have band this weekend.
Thank you. Ooh, and we thank him. Definitely shout it. Now let me tell you.
You going to shout off of that?
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Well, I'm excited. I'll see you in a few hours. How's everything going in your dorm?
Everything's been good. I'm getting along with my roommates, my seatmate. But my seatmates are having a little situation, but that's going to be okay. It's just like I've learned, me being the only child, I have some adjusting to do, like living with people, as I probably said last week. But the one thing I've learned is, like, you have to communicate. Like, you can't just assume that people are going to know what you're thinking. Because these people haven't been living with you for the last 18 years. So
right.
It's like people are thinking, well, she just knows I don't like this. Or she knows that I'm staying up to 12 o'clock. Or she knows that I don't like music past the time. Like, no, people don't know that. You have to communicate, verbally say that. And so I think that's one of the main problems is, like, you know, people just thinking that everybody else is going to know what they're thinking when in reality they don't.
Well, that's interesting because I think, and particularly with women and girls, like you said, like we have a tendency when we're trying to get along, it's like we bite our lip. And that's a good point that, well, if you bite your lip and don't express, then it could be a problem. Well, I'm so glad that, you know, you're learning that, and hopefully, you know, it'll help keep some peace in the Middle East.
Oh, definitely. My roommate, actually, her mom just sent me a birthday gift.
Oh,
so sweet.
What'd she send you?
My favorite food. She gave me some pears and some honey buns.
Those little cups of pears that you like?
Yes.
How does she know that?
I have no idea, but she did that.
Let me find out. Make sure you pack your clothes and be ready when we get there. And more importantly, make sure you pack my blue dress that you smuggled out of the house.
I did not smuggle that, but okay.
I need my blue dress back, child, now.
Okay.
All right.
That's the burden of being able to wear the same size as your daughter.
Yeah, okay. Was that supposed to be a compliment to get me off track?
Yeah. You're supposed to say, oh, look. And then you're supposed to think about, wow, I really can fit my 18-year-old daughter's clothes. She feels real good.
Pack my dress, ma'am. Here.
Okay.
I'll see you in a little while.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, too.